Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felk it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
What am I giving you?
Hey, guys. Coming from Traeger's.
Hey, welcome to Female Encounters of the Live Kind.
Hey, Carrie.
Hi.
Alicia.
I haven't seen you in, like, forever.
I know. It's been longer than our usual.
It's been a really long time, yes.
Yeah, your hair looks great today, by the way.
Thank you. I decided to go back to curly because I've been straight for so long, so.
So the opposite of me. Got it.
Woo!
Oompa. Reflexes.
Cat-like reflexes.
Cat-like.
Yes.
Happy Wednesday.
It is hump day, isn't it?
You would. You would. We have a guest today.
We do have a wonderful guest.
Greetings. Greetings. Introduce your guest, because this one's yours. This one's all
this
yours.
This is Summer Giacchino. I have known her since 6, 7. When did we start having sleepovers?
Oh my gosh. I didn't know where that was going.
We're starting there.
How long have we known each other?
Okay. A very long time. Elementary?
Elementary sleepovers starting at Jessica Hagen's house.
Jessica Hagen's, yes.
Yeah, Hagen, I'm giving you a shout out right now.
Oh, she had the best snacks.
She did. Well, her dad hooked us up big time. Like, it was a thing.
Like,
but do you remember playing Old Maid in the Closet?
No.
I know a bunch of other...
No.
No, I know a bunch of other people do weird things in a closet at a slumber party, like spin the bottle or kissing game. We played Old Maid. We played cards.
Like 7 minutes in heaven. I never played spin the bottle in a closet. That sounds like there wouldn't be enough room.
Wait, what is 7 minutes to heaven?
Whoa.
In heaven.
That's a different game. 7 minutes in heaven.
What is that?
It's when you're in a closet or a room alone with a boy, usually.
You won't wait. Whoa, what?
You have 7 minutes.
Have you not heard of this?
What do you do with...
Whatever.
It's literally
usually they
might
sit around.
You
and
know what
like,
this game is?
Yes. And I'm staring at each other saying, this is weird. How much time is left? That's usually what happens.
But. So do you just stare at each other for 7 minutes?
No, I mean, you can do whatever you want. Whatever you feel comfortable.
Did you do 7 minutes in heaven?
I never partook.
I did it one time, but it was
I did
at
spin the bottle a little
morning
bit.
Morning birthday party, so we just stared at each other.
Yeah, I don't
Am
think
Am I the only person that has never played this game?
Yes.
Hey, you play your cards right later. You could probably play it with your boyfriend.
You mean that guy?
Yeah, that guy.
You want to meet me in the closet later?
We have a thing we have to do.
7 minutes alone. Carrie's playing 7 minutes alone in the closet.
7 minutes by myself in the closet.
Time out. It's just time out for you. Summer.
Yes. She digressed.
She did. Welcome.
Wow.
Welcome to Female Encounters of the Life Kind at Traeger's, which opens at 4, which is next to the doghouse, which opens at 5. Singo on Wednesdays and trivia on Thursdays.
And they really mean 4, too, because I was outside at 3:58.
Yeah, they're not fucking around. 4 is 4.
Ooh, and this is my song in the background. You hear it? Billy Joel, Uptown Girl. Oh, love it.
Oh, you're absolutely the Uptown Girl.
That is so good.
Cheers to the
Uptown Girl.
Uptown Girl. We need a big hat. Oh, they're trying to... There's a shot.
Oh.
I'm not even doing it.
I think people are going to try and get you intoxicated.
I know.
Well, that's usually my role.
To do, like,
so
some
I'll
kind
hand
of
you the baton thing. Summer, what do you do?
What's he saying? There's some background things happening. Okay. I am the HR administrator for Presbyterian Medical Services.
But we're talking about a thing about pancakes.
We are. We're going to shift.
Okay,
we're
gonna
shift. But that's what I do. And then what? And I do some community
outreach.
I know
that this is real because I got a pin from Presbyterian Medical.
It has little jingles.
I didn't get a pin.
It does. It's like jingle jangles.
I didn't get a pin.
I might have another.
If I put this in my pocket and jog later, it would sound...
Summer, I didn't get a pin.
I'll look for one.
I'll share, dude.
She won't. She's not sharing.
It's a full lie.
Okay,
so that's why I do PMS, HR administrator. I do a little bit of community outreach. So I'm kind of like half and half dual. Oh, what do you call it?
Job description. You're wearing a lot of hats. Would you say that?
Yes.
Okay. I like hats myself.
Well, not only do I know her from childhood slumber parties, but she was Humane Society for a long time.
When you were playing Old Maid alone, yes.
In the closet by myself, yes, I was in the closet. I never knew about this closet game. But I would see her a lot at the Humane things because the poop would show up, and that's me. I'm the poop lady. And she would be there.
Poop girl.
Poop group. And so that's how we kind of was like, wow, I haven't seen this bitch in years. I mean, this wonderful, wonderful,
wonderful
person.
Wonderful.
Wonderful. Yeah. And then we've been hanging out ever since.
Okay, cool. Pancakes.
I think you just blew me off.
No, I didn't blow you off. I just had
no. Well, let's talk about your pancakes.
Okay, so then I do. I volunteer with Kiwanis Rio del Sol.
Nice.
And we raise funds for underprivileged kids in our area, in our community. And you might know us from like Coats for Kids. That's our big one.
That's a winter thing, right?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Well, we do it in November.
That was terrible.
What happened?
Nothing. Coats for Kids. You do that during the summer?
Okay.
That was the dumbest.
Well.
Anyway, yeah.
We got to have the coat.
I try not to ask dumb questions, and that one.
It wasn't that dumb.
No, it wasn't. I've heard dumber.
You know, it's preventative. Coats for Kids, when do we look at it? I made notes. We do that in November is when we rally the community for Coats.
That's like Target, right?
No. Nope. Oh, that's the Clothes for Kids.
Oh, okay.
And
okay.
Actually this fundraiser, okay, let's go to pancakes. This one is out Outback, and it's the day before Father's Day, so it's Saturday.
June 17th.
That's my birthday. That's so cool. She's a Gemini. I'm so afraid.
Uh-huh. I'm a Scorpio.
So is my dad. Oh, no. Anyway, so it's at Outback, and all the funds we raise for that goes to Clothes for Kids. Outback, June 17th, and it's a really good breakfast. You can bring your dad or give tickets away at work if you buy your tickets in advance. You can get them at the door, though, too, but we're selling them at Howard's.
How much are the tickets?
$10.
And what does my $10 get me?
It gets you eggs, bacon, pancakes, coffee, juice, and milk.
Eggs, bacon, coffee, juice, and milk.
And the will to live.
No, that's extra.
Oh.
And it's at Outback. You know how cool, though? Erin at Outback, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everyone who knows her loves her.
Sweet girl.
She's the managing partner, I believe, of Outback. So she covers all the costs, even like the staff that works that event. We pay absolutely nothing. So that event is no overhead for us.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
all the proceeds go to this.
To Clothes for Kids. So cool. And Clothes for Kids, let me tell you about that. So basically, counselors, administrators, teachers, they figure out the kids at the schools that are in the most need of like backpacks, school clothes, shoes, etc. So we kind of get our list together. And I think it's about 300 kids. They get $100 to $300 to go into Target. And, you know, it's a whole two-night event.
Yeah.
Last year was in November as well. And we have, like, a little guide that brings them in.
Yeah, so I've done that. I've been a guide. I volunteered
with
Harvest or Hillcorp. And
you were a guide.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they go with the family.
It was
and
so
kind of
cool.
And
I watch these kids' faces. Like
new clothes. Yeah, not
yeah,
secondary
new
clothes.
And you could
new.
See, it's you great. Could see how like humble and they're like, really? I can get
appreciative.
This? Like, really? Yeah.
Yours.
Yeah. I've been on the teacher end of that, on the ones who like sign up those kids.
Yeah.
And I love that so many teachers and people in the community do it with subtlety, I guess is the word.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like, hey, poor kid in the back, take this.
Yes.
And it's just like a little slide thing under the table so they can maintain face. And they're so proud and they're so happy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's the most appreciative gift
it's
you can give.
Respectable confidentiality.
It is.
For sure.
Very, very much so. And that's what I think is my favorite part is we respect them when we do so.
Right.
That's my input.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
It's on my birthday. I don't know what I'll be doing.
Yes,
that
let's
day.
Go back to your birthday.
I will be 30. Oh my gosh, I'll be 38. Well, never mind. I'm going home. I'm going to bed.
Really?
Just kidding. No, I'm just.
Do you know how old the rest of us are?
No, and we're not going to talk about
21.
It because I don't.
Summer in Ireland. We're not talking about our age.
21.
But
I
like waffles.
Really, I'm 31.
I like waffles.
Yeah. Oh, if I had to choose between a waffle and a pancake.
Oh.
Waffles, I feel. Whole substance when you put the butter and it just is in the little corners.
It's nice,
yeah.
Like little bowls.
I don't know how I could make that choice.
We could find a guy with weird shoes and just take the pancake, throw it on the ground, have a weird shoe guy come over and
Wait,
step on it.
I don't want anyone to step on my pancake.
I don't know.
Is that the name of this show?
Wait.
Get your
feet off my waffle.
Don't step on my pancake.
That's ridiculous.
That's the name of this show right there. Just happened. Don't step on my pancake.
I love it.
Oh, no.
Good one, Summer.
Bronchitis. Yes.
Oh, no. Are you sick? A little bit lingering.
It's a little bit of a lingering.
So I had like bronchitis, some respiratory stuff going on last year. Full on, I'd say a good 5 months of not being able to sing, which hated my life. And two, I couldn't speak loudly, which was fine. I can whisper.
You can yell at people.
No, I work at a crane company with a bunch of dudes who don't listen. So
no, well, that's when I think that's a dude thing.
That they don't listen, yeah. Or
all the things.
Okay,
I'm all hold up. Before I answer that, I'm just gonna.
Summer, I have to notice what car you got out of, and I'm sorry if this is like presumptuous or out of line, but that's a nice car.
Thank you.
That is a Maserati.
It's, you know, I can.
Are you gonna let me drive it?
I don't know.
Drink up, sister.
I don't know about the pen.
Take another drink.
Or
I'm
the Maserati.
Driving that bitch.
We'll see how the night goes.
Do it. But no, but remember at the country club, I drove your
G-Wagon.
Your golf cart, which is a Mercedes.
Yeah. No, you chose the G-Wagon.
The big, no, you're.
It was
your
a golf cart.
Cart.
Okay.
What is that?
That's just a golf cart.
No.
It's not a golf cart, okay?
It's not.
It's a golf
cart. This is just my golf cart. I don't know what to tell you.
Bullshit, Summer. That's not. It's silver?
Yes.
Is it a Benz? Is it a Mercedes?
It's,
I don't know. And I
it
was
might
like,
be.
Hey, I, and I was like,
might be.
I would never let you drive my Mercedes. So I get it.
What?
I would never let you drive my Mercedes. I'm sorry.
Why?
I love you. If it was emergency, I suppose. But
only
if it's
an emergency.
So I have to snap your kneecap to drive
like,
your Mercedes?
Why are you hurting me? Hurt
you
someone
said it's
else.
An emergency.
No, well, Carrie.
Hurt someone I love?
Just kidding.
Oh, Kerrigan. Kerrigan. Aisle four.
Jessica's best sacrifice. A kneecap.
I can't. This
cool. Yeah, well. My.
You started it.
I usually do. Yeah. I got so sunburned last week. My ears are peeling, and I feel like.
Ooh, can I pick them?
I don't think they're there. I think they're in like the
second
scabby,
stage.
Like, yeah, I think I third degree burned myself because I went
this
to
API. Golfing?
Yeah,
ooh,
I golfed.
API.
I golfed 4 days in a row, which API is only two. But my cousin was in town, and he is a Terminator, and is like, yeah, we're gonna go golfing. So we went two more days at Pinion Hills. I about died.
And it was super hot that weekend.
Super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're lucky that I'm still alive. And
well, that would have been an emergency situation.
You know what? It would have. And, yeah, I will always wear sunscreen because
from
I don't
on.
Want you to drive my car.
Oh, you see it. I can see it a little bit. Not
I almost
bad.
Spit out my beer. I'm the reason you're going to wear sunscreen now just so I don't drive your car.
Desperate times call for SPF measures, okay?
SPF, don't drive my fucking car.
Goodness gracious. Goodness.
Summer, can I drive your car? After this, can we go to the
can
college parking lot?
Nicer?
Can I do
and just do some U's?
Hey,
son, donuts?
Can I drive you? I don't want to do a
that
donut.
That sounds like a song.
Yeah.
I don't want to do a donut because I might pee my pants. But can we? Can I go and drive your car in the parking lot here in a minute?
You think that's a good idea?
I absolutely do.
I think we could probably go in a neighborhood, and that would be easier than.
You know, the
back college
has a big
right
old empty parking lot.
Oh, that might be safer. You're right. Summer,
just say yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Summer, you do. You
and we're
do
gonna take pictures.
Like, maybe
festival,
she'll forget.
Is it Festival of Trees?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Festival
is
of Trees.
Is this also through the Kiwanis thingy?
No. This is back to my employer, Presbyterian Medical Services. So we do Festival of Trees. That's all through. When does that usually start? First week in December, and it's at the Civic Center. Yeah. We have all those trees. Mm-hmm. People come in, view them. We're looking for sponsors. So if anyone's excited about that.
Hashtag need sponsors.
Well, and I've been trying to every year, but I can't ever get my shit together in time.
No, you just want to do a tree. You don't.
No, but last year I gave, $700 in
you
certificates?
Did. You,
I want a poop tree. I want all of it, gift certificates and bones and a doghouse.
Can you please not desecrate a Christmas tree with turds?
I'll just hang Tootsie Rolls because that's what I do. But
oh,
a bunch
cute.
Of poop gift certificates,
okay.
I think, would be.
Your garland could be teepee. That doesn't make sense because pets
yeah, dogs
don't
really
use
teepee. They don't wipe their ass. They're more of scooters.
Not with that attitude. Couple years of training.
You really could, maybe.
Scoot their ass
they
along,
have,
right?
Train cats to use the bathroom. Why not?
They have. I've seen that.
Yeah.
That's
seen
so
them on
cool.
The TikTok. The tic-tac.
Huh, poop group. What you guys gave was for our money trees. I know. Gift certificate
I gave quite
trees
a bit, didn't
is
I?
What you did. Yes.
Yes.
And so we had three gift certificate.
I want to say I gave like $700 to...
$800. I think you were right the first time. And then we divided it amongst the three trees. So that's awesome.
I had little hanging poop certificates.
Very cool. Thank you.
But this year, one of these years, I want my own tree.
I get it.
Yeah, I want a whole shit tree.
So you've got to like plan a little bit in advance for stuff like that.
That's like the ultimate Yule log.
You had me a log. Log.
Yeah, well, you had me then, but whatever. I like your dress today, Carrie. That's nice. It's giving off kaleidoscope vibes.
Kind of like tribal slash
It is
California.
Kind of kaleidoscope, I guess, now that I...
What
are you doing?
Think
to
of
it.
It.
I like it, though.
All I know is it's comfortable.
It's all I know is I took a shower and then took a nap with a towel on my head, and the back of my head is ridiculous.
I took a shower like 20 minutes ago and then raced out the door. So I'm waiting on the bus, and some days the bus is there at 3:10. Some days the bus is there at 3:40. I'm all, come on. But I do love it because it's a summer camp thing.
I'm having peer pressure.
And so they pick up the kids and drop off the kids. I don't have to worry about it. Pick up and drop off with my bathrobe, cussing at other moms. They pick them up from my house and drop them off at my house. Ooh. It's just the times vary. Yeah. So it's anywhere from 7 to 7:30, the bus is going to show up. Anywhere from 3:10 to 3:50, the bus is going to show up.
You know what? That's way better than a Comcast tech window, because they're like, we will be there from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Take the entire damn day off. Yeah, take the entire day off.
Could be worse, friend. Could be worse. That's all I'm saying.
Well, and I did that once when I was getting cable or something done. I went to work and I told my kid, guess what? You get to play hooky, you get a ditch, stay here for the cable guy.
Right.
Cable guy shows up.
He has 18.
18. I was like, son of a... And my kid's like, I got a day out of school. And I'm like, but we don't have cable.
Still.
But we don't have cable. Yeah.
What?
Well,
what?
Whatever.
You say that.
Summer, what do you like to do for fun?
Me?
I want to know you, yeah.
Oh, gosh. Wait, hold on, Carrie. What are you saying?
No, you're good. She likes to golf. No, it was mascara, I think. I think you got it, though.
I got it.
Yeah, you're good.
Just fix me. Okay.
You're good.
Thank you.
Just fist face me? Is that what you just
said? No, just fix me.
Stop. Why are you so ludicrous? Okay, I like to golf. Nice snort, McPants.
Golf.
What do I do? I like golf. Golf's fun.
Golf is fun. Golf
I like
is hard.
To ski. I ski too.
Okay.
That's my winter jam. Okay. Very cool. My oldest son snowboards. Yeah. Much cooler than me.
I can't keep my legs together. Oh. I can't do it.
Easy.
I'm like, pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza sure opens my legs, Jesus.
Oh, man.
Yeah, got me that deep dish.
I've heard that about you. That Brooklyn style.
No,
I'm not judging you, but I'm going to fucking judging you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. A little bit.
So you ski. You ski like at Perg?
Yeah, Perg.
Okay. Remember when it was Durango Mountain Resort and they were like, don't call it Purgatory?
It was so dumb.
Yeah.
And that then
why couldn't they call it Purgatory?
Because they had new owners.
Yeah, it was different people. And then they were like related to the original owners, or they just were in love with the tradition, and so they changed the name back, which was nice.
Love Purg. It's called Purgatory. Always will be. I never called it Durango Mountain anything ever.
No, it's never Durango Mountain Resort. But if you're talking to someone back east or someone who has no idea and you're like, yeah, I'm going to Purgatory, and they're like...
Oh, you've been naughty.
Did you go to confessional first? Maybe find your way past the line, past the gates.
Wow. It's a dicey. That's a religious. It's a gray area.
Can I
ask Summer something?
I want to hear.
Yes, please.
Uh-oh.
Let's talk about being Miss New Mexico.
Ooh.
Where is your crown, girl?
You were Miss New Mexico?
Well, she was Miss New Mexico.
Wow.
Miss and then Mrs. So different
time
frames.
You were twice?
No, different. Like one was in college and one's... Was the married one.
Well, I thought was one married single, right?
Yeah. So a long time ago was Miss, and now it's...
Okay, can I ask you a question?
The most recent one. Yes, I have the crown. It's in the living room in the... Well...
Can I wear your crown one day?
No, okay.
You're going to wear her crown driving her car.
She's going to wear my skin.
That would be how you wind up in purgatory, because you will die.
Who's the guy that wears the skin?
But wait, I have a question. Do you guys really put Vaseline on your teeth? Do you guys really put Vaseline on your teeth?
To do the smiling?
Yeah, like I've heard that people like lube their teeth up.
Yeah, it's not necessary. Just drink like a little water before you go out.
But we're doing back to the Judy. Judy White, if you can hear us. We're doing it again.
We're doing the fire.
Will you take a picture of us doing the Judy?
No. Can we not do that picture?
You're the Judy.
She's got lipstick on, bro. I have a thin layer of beeswax.
I can't keep my lip in.
Yeah, I've heard that about you, Carrie.
You're the Judy? Okay.
The Judy. I can't keep it in.
This is so dumb. Okay, well, we did it.
Her Judy was...
I couldn't keep mine.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway.
I have zero skills on doing the Judy. Oh.
So, did you do pageants all your life? Like, how did that happen?
Since I was three.
Okay.
And I think because my mom was a dance teacher.
Right.
So it's kind of like in line with pageants
a little bit.
You know what I mean?
In the same family tree.
It's the same genre.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then
my only frame of reference is tiaras and...
on the TV.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
And those girls, and that's a little bit different because back in the day when I was three, they were called natural pageants, and that's where you don't have...
That's way better. What happened?
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It got a little bit too glammy.
Commercialized and bleh.
A little nutty.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have like fake lashes. We did have some splay. Splay? Here we go.
We went off blood.
Spray glitter.
Oh, yeah, they spray.
We still had spray glitter, but we did not have like lashes and flippers. That's when like.
What's a flipper?
It's when the first graders lose their front teeth.
Oh, and they put
a little fake, like.
I know a friend that has that.
You know, a flipper.
She's not young, but yeah, she has. Yeah, I won't say.
It's like a thing you put over your.
She leaves them at parties, and it's weird.
You can't do that.
Oh. Okay. Like, have you seen my teeth? I'm all knowing.
Oh no! Don't take her anywhere anymore.
Okay, this is a true story.
In your mouth.
This is a true story, Jessica. I hope you're listening to this. So one of our friends in high school, who I will not say her name. She cracked her tooth. I don't remember how, and she did not want her parents to find out.
Okay.
Her ass. I mean, she was just like, I'm going to be grounded.
No teeth cracking ever.
Yeah, no. Because, I mean, if I cracked my tooth, like, my dad would kick my ass. I paid so much for that dental work, blah, blah. I can already hear Bob. Yeah. But, so she used nail glue and she'd stick that bitch on. Like, she would just stick it on. And mid-conversation, it
was piece of the tooth?
Yes. And it would fly out. And she's like, and she was like, give me that. So she'd grab her bit of her tooth, and then she'd get
the glue.
Nail glue.
It's like a fake nail.
It was nail glue, and she'd pull it out of her... No, get this. She'd pull it out of her pocket, and she'd stick it on and go, is this straight? Is this straight?
Blow on it.
Oh, that's tragic.
But she just kept, like, popping the same tooth out. And I was like, you're going to get busted.
Just tell
someone. Because after so many times, she had, like, built up glue in the line.
Well, and there's no way you could get it in the...
If Jessica were in here right now, she would validate this story 100%. Because, my friend whose name I will not mention kept flicking her tooth everywhere and gluing, give me that. Is it straight? Is it straight? It was the funniest thing ever.
Well, I mean, I've got a lot of money invested in my mouth, so I get
it. Yes,
my dad always said every time he looked at me, because I had braces for a long time, and I was born with extra teeth. Well, I was born with teeth.
Lucky.
No, I was actually born with teeth, and so was Einstein. I know you guys have all made that connection before, that I'm Einstein-like.
Right.
But I was born with teeth, one on top, one up.
Did you more like she predator. Came
out. Yeah, me too. I was like, she came out all biting. Ah, pterodactyl. Ca-ca, ca-ca.
Another bird reference.
I'm here.
I hate birds. But yeah, when I was born, I had a tooth on top. But then I had all these other teeth.
What an interesting baby picture you must have had.
Right.
Well, you've seen my junior high pics, so.
I did see those the other week on
Facebook. That's true.
Is that a little rough?
Those glasses.
Comparable to mine, yeah.
And I had braces then.
Who did that to you?
Did you dress yourself?
Who took you eyeglass shopping?
It was a style, right?
But my earrings were on point, but did you see the two-colored shirts that I rolled up?
Oh, yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, because I had a black shirt and then I put a white shirt over it and rolled it up.
The hypercolor that you would touch. And, yeah.
Yeah,
those were all the rage.
All the things.
It was just an excuse for people to touch you, which looking back is really fucked up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just put it together.
Well, that was in middle school.
Interesting. Yeah.
Hey, and I got my thumb stuck in the building in middle school.
What were you doing?
Like a Chinese thumb trap?
No, they had to call the fire department.
What?
So you guys remember Tibbetts?
I do.
Okay, so...
Okay, go on.
I was in eighth grade or whatever, and I was standing at the side of the building kind of flirting with...
The maintenance man?
No.
What's up, janitor?
It's me.
I don't know why.
I rolled my sleeves for you today.
There's always a maintenance man.
No, so I'm just kind of like being all casual and cool, and I put my thumb in the thing where you just like screw in the garden hose, the spout.
cake.
Oh, no. And I couldn't get it out. So the bell rang, everyone's going to class, and I'm just stuck.
You're that girl.
Like, yeah.
Yes.
Like
Tom and my friend Stacy.
What is that thing? What is that fable?
Yes, it's like Tom and the Thumb and the Plum.
Yes. And my friend Stacy. Stacy, if you can hear me, I'm talking about you, and you know this well. Actually, she knows it and a lot of other people because it became a spectacle, and people were coming out to watch. As the principal, the nurse, everyone was like, how the hell do we get this child out of the building?
Why did they turn the water on?
Oh, it released pressure, right?
I don't know.
Yes.
Well, but
look it. Very scientific. We're so smart.
The fire department had to come and get my thumb.
How did they do it?
Took the fire department. What?
They had
if
some
it was
special,
you or me there, would be like,
they
hey,
had
oh,
special
turn on the water.
I had a time machine. There's, yep. I'm not no, so to the list.
They
Carrie,
had to.
Turn the water on.
Carrie.
Here's the worst part of this story. God, I wish Stacy was here. Because, so I was supposed to be in gym class, you know, you have to put on your outfit and run the mile.
Yeah, I hated that.
That's the first time I ever got suspended, by the way.
I really miss putting names on shirts and felt.
Oh, God.
Memories.
You can feel your name.
Oh,
my name's Carrie.
Who used to be?
I used to think that's what Braille was. I did.
That's Braille
stuff.
I mean, I was 10, but whatever. Go ahead.
Still kind of weird.
I don't remember what it was.
I'm just saying, I mean, so Braille?
No, the PE teacher comes out.
Who are you?
And I still remember her name, and I won't say the PE teacher's name because I...
We don't want to get sued.
Absolutely. So she comes out, and this is the funniest part. Stacy, please be here in spirit. So my thumb is stuck in a metal spout in the building. Okay. And the PE teacher, she goes, does anyone
said
have a...
Said PE teacher.
Said PE teacher.
Right.
She said, does anyone have a lighter? And my first thought is, you're not heating up this metal. You're going to cook the shit out of my thumb.
This
but also, all my stoner friends are like, I got one.
Right.
You have like a bunch of middle school kids pulling out lighters.
They had a bunch of black on the bottom of the lighter. Yeah.
Absolutely. Mash that.
Interesting.
But like all these lighters came out. My thumb's in the building. I'm like, keep your lighters away. Like, do
in
not
your
burn
pants.
My thumb. So then the nurse came out with some lotion. She did the
I
best.
I don't get it. Why did
Didn't
they want the
work.
Lighter?
I don't know. I think the PE teacher... didn't teach chemistry or anything.
She wanted to smoke a cigarette while she thought about it.
No, she wanted to. Oh. She was going to heat the metal from my thumb kind of. And I was like, no, that's going to burn the fuck out of my thumb.
No.
I cussed a lot.
It would prove if you were really stuck or not.
Right.
Like, that.
Boom.
Attack!
Oh,
so then they had to call the fire department, and the fire department got me out of the building.
How did they do it?
They had some, like, pink goo. Apparently this happens more often than we think, but they had some stuff to get me out of the building.
All right.
So when I say I got stuck in the building, I...
You really did.
You really did. Interesting, girl.
Stuck.
So one time when I was in high school, the drama
and
department... I wasn't banned, but not in high school. The drama department had decided to do like a spring cleaning thing, and so they had a mattress up against one of the dumpsters in the back by the gym. And that's where I parked because I was an athlete, and so that's where I parked in the gym, whatever. But the wind was picked up that day, so I'm in my Honda Accord driving, and the wind blows my mattress, not my mattress, blows the mattress over, and I run it over. It gets stuck in my wheel, and I have a mattress smoking underneath my Honda. My fender's all bends in. Yeah, I was so pissed. No one, they had to take my tire off to get this mattress out from under my car, right? And my car is messed up. Whatever. So I make a sign. This is danger. Mattress crossing. And I put it on the dumpster. And that was my claim to fame. If anyone remembers that, you just let us know.
You know what happened? I missed the whole first part of the story. I was like in another universe.
Where'd
Does
you
that
go?
Ever happen? I don't even know.
That,
I was like
thinking
about
something. That's why we don't take shots, Summer.
Well,
oh,
there
no,
was
she barely did.
Barely.
That was one
How did
shot.
You miss the whole front part of the...
Well, I was thinking about something else. And
she
then I...
Ooh, what
then,
were you thinking about? Do
well,
share.
Well, the point being is I ran over a mattress and I made a sign, and it was
so it didn't
hilarious.
Start off on your car.
It did what?
Nothing.
No, it was stuck. it was stuck under
You ran
my car.
Over
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I ran
and then
over
it.
It
became
it,
stuck
and
under
it
you.
It became one with my car.
That's a lot.
It
That's
was
not
a lot.
Good for a vehicle.
No, it was
ever.
Not. And
bad news.
I loved that car, too. I got a hole in my muffler and thought it was cool because I'm like, yeah,
and
nice
my,
burner.
Oh, it does. It sounds crazy, huh?
And then my parents fixed it. And I like,
lost a muffler on 20th.
If you've seen a muffler from 1997 on 20th, please return it to Carrie at 505.
Well, that's what I had.
So, babe.
I still love the story. And again, if any of my homies are listening, they know this. All through high school, I drove a red Vette. So I was like, yeah, let's go in my car. It's a red vet. And you get outside and it was a Chevette. And I was all, shit, yeah.
Got you. Wow. Got you,
but I had a red Chevette.
Real cheeky. Yeah.
But I thought, well, it was fun. But my red vet dropped its muffler on 20th and then it became like a boss of a vet.
It's like head vet at that point, right?
Yeah.
I got a thing. I got a story. Yeah. Anyone? So my dad, like when I went in for oil changes, he'd have him like jack it all the way up. And then make a big old thing like, okay, Summer, come on, let's come look at your car. He's like, you see all that stuff under there? You see all those scratches and big indentions? That's from you being in the hills. And I know you're in the hills, and I know you're in
the
hills.
We all do the collective sigh, like, when Dad busts you going in the hills.
Like, that used to be the thing.
Like, okay. And then I had a big muffler problem, too.
Yeah, well.
It's okay.
It's okay. Everything's fine. It's
fine.
If you have found a muffler on 20,
Dad's
this probably
find a
carries.
Way to bust us all the time, and that's when we're like,
it's super
no, Dad,
cute.
I'm not saying anything else. No. And this is probably a good time to not say anything else more
Speaking
at
of,
all.
Do you have anything else to say?
No, hell no. I will not self-incriminate.
Summer,
I'm done.
Thank you for being on the show.
Everyone
Did
go
you
to
have
that,
fun?
That
yes, everyone,
breakfast.
Please go get pancakes.
Yeah. Hey, and you can get tickets at the door. You don't have to go to, well, then you don't need a ticket. You just pay and get in.
It's science.
June and it's such a
seven,
good cause.
What?
And it's pancakes. 17th,
8 to 11, so
Don't
anytime.
Step on my pancake.
With your waffle shoe.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.